Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've heard this.
Good morning, everybody.
Ah, it feels good.
Welcome back, buddy.
It's a little weird. I've been back for a little while.
Just the way our schedule works. My first Extra Point show is almost a week after I got back.
Well, we're glad to have you back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here. And that good morning. You know what? I needed that, Zach.
Well,
it's been 2 weeks with you, not on this show to hit that.
And we got some news. We got some news.
Boy, did we ever.
I thought for a little while there it was going to be, all right, we had a really cool Bills game. Like, they come back against Patriots, awesome. Like, that'll carry us into, taking on a kind of a useless Cleveland team. Let's go. And the Sabres yesterday at about, 1:58, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, close to
announced the firing of Kevin Adams. And now this morning we'll hear from the 10th general manager in the Sabres history, not interim. But officially, the main man, Jarmo Kekäläinen, he's going to speak at 10:30. We'll, of course, carry that live when they show up. Hopefully, it's about 10:30, but we'll play it by ear if we have to.
We may have a little bit of a messy show here for you today, but that's exactly what happens sometimes here. And we'll still get it done for you. That's what we do here.
But so on that, so Kekäläinen is in, Adams is out. Adams makes it about halfway through his fifth season, and just right out for me, and Derek will of course get to your thoughts as well, but for me, it took too long, I think, realistically. I said it over the weekend when there was rumors going around, from the human element, I don't really necessarily love that the guy's probably never going to work in hockey in a major way ever again. That probably won't happen. He was a disaster as a GM for these 5.5 years. I know Paul Hamilton has called this 5 years effectively a straight line. They never got better. I call it a waste of time. I think for a lot of people, it was a complete waste of time. High school took less time than this. And now Kekäläinen is in a bit of a bind here. It is going to be a little bit of a grind for him to get going. They've got the Alex Tuch situation to sort out, whether you sign him, whether you trade him, what have you. You've got the goaltender situation. They've still got 3 goaltenders. We'll see what goes on there. And, of course, they're second to last in the East, which is always a fun time for Sabres fans. But with all that being said, this needed to be done, and I'm glad it was done. Now we'll see if any other moves come around the corner here. I know Jeremy's kind of been pointing to, at least what he's hearing, what he's thinking, that there's probably more moves. I couldn't agree more. I think we'll hear something today at 10:30. If we don't, we don't. If we do, we do. But this needed to be done because where the Sabres are at this point, I mean, I've talked about it endlessly. The expectations are not the expectations of the rest of the league. We as Sabres fans are not looking for a Stanley Cup anymore. We are just looking for a playoff appearance. Half of us don't even care if the playoff appearance means getting swept in 4 games.
Right.
You know, I mean that's kind of where we're at this point with the Sabres, and it's demoralizing. You know, I love going to games. I have a press pass this year. I've been able to go to many more than I have in years past. And even still, you know, sitting up there, it is at times as demoralizing as it can be. There's also been great moments this season. It does feel like a fan base that is gearing up and ready to go when it can get going. However, there is a rot within the organization that does need to be cured. It needs to be fixed. There needs to be some sort of remedy to this whole situation. And I do point to ownership with Terry Pegula. I hope this is a move that points to the reports that we've constantly gotten, that he's a very hands-on owner with the Sabres, that he very much is involved on the day-to-day basis. I hope this means that may not be true anymore. I think the best thing for an owner is to kind of just hang out, sign the checks, get the right people involved, and fire the people when they are not the right people anymore, right?
And enjoy your product.
And enjoy the product and reap the benefits of being an owner of a sports franchise. Not wanting to be the hero, not wanting to be effectively the main character of building a dynasty. I think that's what's gotten Jerry Jones in trouble in Dallas. And Dan Snyder got in trouble with that with Washington. I think Terry Pegula is getting in trouble with the Sabres with this. I hope this points to a situation now where he is going to be a little more hands-off, that maybe the people inside his inner circle will tell him, hey, just hire Yarmo. Maybe get a president of hockey operations, get guys with experience and credibility, and it'll turn around fast. Because of the drought this has been put into, you make the playoffs for 2-3 straight years and don't even win a round, and I think most people will be pretty happy about it. We're still getting calls about that with the Bills of, you know, let's not forget the drought, and the drought is many years ago now. So for the Sabres, what would that be? Probably about the same. You'll have some fans who get frustrated a year into, you know, getting swept in the playoffs, but at least the drought's over. But many will be okay with it. You can start moving forward. You can start being fresh. But where the Sabres are now, it is going to be a tough build. I do think Kekalainen is the right man for the job. We'll see if there's any other moves. But at least in terms of yesterday, before we hear anything else from the Sabres, at least in terms of yesterday, firing Kevin Adams was absolutely the right move. I just wish it maybe would have happened sooner.
And I think that the timeline really speaks to the why didn't this happen sooner. When Kekalainen was hired, a lot of people really saw that as, okay, this is the replacement. This is the new general manager that's coming in here. And if that's the case, why didn't you just make that the hire outright for the general manager? Because now Adams is, for several months here, looking over his shoulder. And Kekalainen did really seem like initially he was here to be the advisor. He's going to help out as best he can. At first starts out staying in Columbus while he's trying to, you know, figure out housing and everything like that. You know, like, is he going to sell the house in Columbus, or is he going to have to get a new property here in Buffalo? Like, the things that you figure out logistically. But Adams is still looking at a guy like that, and you could say all the right things to the media. You could say all the right things that you need to. That's your potential replacement that just got hired to work with you. That's not an easy thing to deal with.
No, and you wonder how many people he's working on a day-to-day are sitting there going like, why isn't Yarmo the guy I'm talking to? Like, what are we doing here?
In the halls, are people sneezing going, dead man walking? I don't know. Like that's not an easy dynamic. And it kind of spells into the errors of ownership over the tenure that Pegula has had the team. Because if you're going to do this move, why didn't you just make him the GM in the first place? I guess that's a question if Pegula talks with Kekalainen here today. We'll find out. That should be a question. If this was the move all along, why didn't you make it? And I think that that's really where I'm sticking at here is if you already had to get an advisor for your general manager, you don't have a general manager. Or you at least are publicly acknowledging he's not a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much where you're at. I don't necessarily wonder like if Adams was dealing with a pressure cooker to enter the season. He was. Again, your potential replacement was hired. But it should have just been then and there. Adams should not have had the entirety of this offseason. If you were going to make this move, just make it. Don't do a half measure. Just commit to it. And I think that's really where the last vestige of me holding back on hope is coming from. there's still a little bit of an influence on ownership that is going to make me go, I need to see it.
I
need to see the change. I need you to be able to back off and enjoy the product instead of trying to be the solution for the product. I do think that Adams said a lot of things that put the fan base pointed at him, and at some point, those words do catch up to you. And that's ultimately how I'm going to say it about that. I'm not going to talk on Adams as a person. I don't know him as a person. But what I do know is that his perception is terrible. And that's, I don't want to say necessarily that that's all your fault, get good. But at the same time, there's a reason that it's a very liked move, I guess. Is not just because of the performance, but also because the palm trees quote. That's going to stay with fans forever. Mm-hmm. It is. And I know what he was doing in that moment, and I actually liked that it's low-key calling out the Florida teams for not having taxation.
Right. They've got a built-in kind
and
of cheat
Tampa and Florida
bit,
have dominated the Eastern Conference for the last 6 years. I know what you're doing, but you said it during the middle of a 13-game losing streak. You would continue losing games after this, actually. And again, it's a move that it has to happen. Your finishes were 31st, 24th, 20th. That one was real fun. 22nd, 26th, and 24th currently. You can't do that. And a lot of the times, in every one of these years, almost every time actually. No, actually every time. You get off to poor starts.
Oh, yeah.
The teams under Adams do not get off to a good start, at least with Phil Housley, when Botchel was the GM. At least with Phil Housley, they were first place by December 1st. As a matter of fact, last year would also be the closest to this parallel. But the Sabres tailspin so hard January afterwards that they missed the playoffs entirely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And at the least with Housley, in that season, where they are first place at the start of December, they don't tailspin by the time that Christmas is around that we all think that they're out of the playoffs. That's what happens last year. You are third place in the Atlantic, threatening to take over for Toronto for second place in the division. And it tailspins so hard that you are done by Christmas and you are playing out the string. For a locker room to deal with the fact that you know you're playing 4 months of meaningless hockey, that is a tense situation that nobody should really have to deal with. Oh, they get paid millions of dollars. The game's still played by human beings. Would you like to go to work if you're fairly compensated, even if you're fairly compensated or more than fairly compensated, knowing that the workplace sucks?
I mean, look at Joe Burrow's comments over the last 2 weeks. Just going to the NFL, but I mean,
I'm just trying to normalize this to like a me and, like an everyday, like a me and you in situation. Like, even if you're paid well,
if management sucks and the workplace is terrible, going to work becomes very quickly a bad job.
And no matter how well you do at your job, nothing matters for 4 months. And some of your favorite coworkers might be jettisoned out of here. Like, that's what happened. That's what they dealt with last year. And you saw a general manager not even lift a finger, not even make an AHL call-up. And I agree wholeheartedly when Paul says this. It should have happened then. I'm sorry, but you had a third losing streak of 8 games or more under this tenure. The second time, you lost 13 games or more with this general manager. Remember, he did it in 2020.
Yep.
Where they lost 18 in a row. To say this had to happen is the understatement of the year. You know the saying, like, the best time to plant a tree is 4 months ago, the second best time is now? No, the second best time is also still 4 months ago.
Yep.
And you didn't do it. And they got off to a poor start again. I am interested in one thing here. When it comes to Kekalainen, how it's going to work from here. What are you doing with Alex Tuch? That was priority number one for Kevin Adams in this offseason. It hasn't gotten done. And I've read enough tea leaves to know, just by the outside perspective, if he hasn't signed by now, is he going to? Because it's the same thing that happened with Casey Mittelstadt. Everybody got these extensions. Mittelstadt didn't. And I'm looking at it going, that's the odd man out. He's clearly being moved.
Yeah, so when is he going to?
When's he getting moved? There's an extensive history of players that are sent out from this organization. Obviously highlighted by Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart. The Dylan Cousins trade with Josh Norris, that one has yet to be, that story is yet to be told. JJ Paterka getting dealt, that's one of the clear, obvious wins of the Kevin Adams era. And that's the last trade that he makes that he goes out on. But there's not many of those where he goes out a winner on a trade. Maybe Norris, if he could stay healthy, could really make Ottawa look silly.
Well, yeah, because Norris, when he has played for the Sabres, has been very good.
Like, but credit to where it's due. You recognize Norris is a good talent.
Yeah, you mentioned the losing streak. So that's ultimately going to be the biggest thing in the 5.5 years of Kevin Adams' tenure is the inaction, is ultimately just the sitting on their hands, not really doing anything. When they do make the odd move, at times it's worked. You didn't even mention they trade Matthew Savoy. Ryan McLeod has been a very good player for the Sabres, and Savoy can't really even hit an NHL lineup. And so, that move has been very good. Josh Doan has been a very savvy pickup for them, involved in the J.J. Paterka trade. Norris, when healthy, has been good. The contract's a little bit of an albatross because of his health issues, but when he's on the ice, he has worked for them. But it has been just the inaction when they're in these losing streaks, the inability to help a team get out of them. And, you bring up the Alex Tuch situation, and that's why I do look at, why am I talking about a half a year? When Jarmo Kekalainen is hired in May, when he probably should have just been given the job after another failed season, you finally, for just the third time in team history, hired a GM with prior general managing experience. He should have been brought in, and we probably aren't even talking about this Alex Tuch situation. If we're being completely honest, he's either been traded or signed his contract, and we're moving on. But to be fair to Tuch and his representatives, what shows you in the current Sabres over the last 6 to 8 months has shown you should totally sign a long-term deal here. There is stability here. Don't worry. You should totally do that. There hasn't been any.
There hasn't.
Maybe Tuch and his representatives have been waiting for just any kind of sign of they're growing up. I can actually put my future, my career into their hands. Maybe that's what he's been waiting for. I wouldn't fault him for it even a little bit. Has he played up and down this year? 100%. He does look like a guy who is protecting his interests. Maybe a bit too much at times.
Maybe a bit too much.
But I'm not going to fault them for it when ultimately, yeah, you get one shot at this.
You get one
realistically.
You get one shot at unrestricted free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a big deal, especially within hockey players, with the contracts that sometimes get doled out and those sorts of things. The biggest thing here also for me is this. Before Kevyn Adams is dismissed, or at the time of his dismissal, I should even say, there are only 9 general managers with a longer tenure in a league where teams aren't afraid to pull the trigger on something. Hell, Pegula himself has been quick on the trigger happy sometimes mm-hmm. in the past. And I think it was an overcorrection here. But again, the biggest thing of Adams has been his inactivity, whether it's doing nothing, not even a call-up during the 13-game losing streak, or more importantly, how many times have you and I said this, Zach, the summer of 2023, you missed the playoffs by 1 point and your entire offseason is Eric Johnson, who is an unmitigated disaster, and Connor Clifton, who plays on the same pairing as the unmitigated disaster and looks bad himself. That's it. The Montreal Canadiens have a similar season last year. They trade for Noah Dobson.
They actually made moves.
I get it. There's enough players that don't want to play here, and I understand that part. However, Winnipeg is like the coldest place in North America. They don't have palm trees. That's where you make excuses, and excuses are for people that will not succeed.
Well,
and ultimately
because,
what happens.
And because also it wasn't the perception in 23, that summer. The right. perception was the Sabres were a young, fun team that was coming up. Nothing could stop them.
All that could stop them
was themselves. Everyone wanted a piece of the Sabres as this up-and-coming, high-flying team. And what they did, I mean, you forgot also, they did re-sign Kyle Okposo. Cannot forget that.
Cool!
So, but that's my thing, is when you did have the moment where not everyone was sitting there going, why don't I go there? Your action was to do essentially nothing. Last point on this, because we do have to hit our first timeout and get ready for Jaromír Kekäläinen and meeting with the media in just about 5 or so minutes. It should be noted, his father did pass away reportedly over the weekend, Kekäläinen's. Mm-hmm. And that is why, if you did see, he has been in Finland for the last few days. I know there were some people I saw this morning in the chat with our morning show that thought that was a little odd. No, he's speaking the following day after being named. They did have to go through some of that stuff, you know, him personally going back to Finland for the funeral over the weekend. That does not change what we were saying earlier, where why wasn't he hired in May? And that's more my thing. It's not that why didn't this happen a week ago? No. Why didn't this happen over the offseason? Why was Adams given another offseason to effectively make more problems for now Kekäläinen to come in and try to fix it, namely with Alex Tuch and the Sabres being second to last in the East?
And we'll take a timeout, come back. New Sabres general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen on the other side here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.